US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called on Russia and China to cut economic ties to North Korea in a session at the United Nations Security Council. He also says the government in Pyongyang will have to earn its way back to the negotiating table by ceasing missile tests for a sustained period. Connie Aegis reports.
Rex Tillerson used the UN stage to deliver a rallying call.
The United States will not allow the regime in Pyongyang to hold the world hostage. We will continue to hold North Korea accountable for its reckless and threatening behavior today and in the future. We ask every nation here to join us in exerting sovereignty to protect all of our people.
The U.S. Secretary of State made headlines this week when he said the United States would have its first meeting with North Korea over nuclear weapons without preconditions. He also acknowledged that it was unrealistic to expect North Korea to enter talks with conditions after investing so much time and money in its nuclear program. But he changed his tune today.
North Korea must earn its way back to the table. The pressure campaign must and will continue until denuclearization is achieved. We will, in the meantime, keep our channels of communication open.
And Rex Tillerson sought the assistance of two countries.
We particularly call on Russia and China to increase pressure, including going beyond full implementation of the UN Security Council resolutions.
Russian Ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, went on the defensive. He says North Korea won't refrain from its nuclear missile program while it feels a direct threat to its security, and questioned America's approach.
2.5 months of quiet from the point of Pyongyang were answered by Washington and its allies by unscheduled and unprecedented maneuvers and exercises in the region in October and December. Also, with the introduction of unilateral sanctions and classifying the country among state sponsors of terrorism, all of these steps force us to wonder about the sincerity of statements that suggest that there was a preference for a peaceful approach to resolving the crisis.
Chinese Deputy Representative to the United Nations, Wu Haitao, was more diplomatic. He says all sides are focusing on posturing and confrontation.
North Korea continues to conduct nuclear tests and launch missiles in defiance of universal opposition by the international community. The parties concerned keep expanding military exercises and scaling up their show of force.
North Korea has not yet responded to the comments.
Connie Aegis there.